I want you to close your eyes and imagine artwork of the past. Starry Night depicts a beautiful town and a wonderful sky at night. The Mona Lisa showcases a pretty woman with a beautiful landscape. How about an old man getting brutally sawed in half and someone else getting bludgeoned to death? That's basically the martyrdom of St. Simon Zelotes and St. Judas Thaddeus in a nutshell. It depicts St. Simon getting sawed in half and St. Jude getting beaten to death with a club. How lovely. This was painted by Martin Johann Schmidt in 1796. He was an Austrian born on September 25th, 1718, in Grafenwöhrth, Austria, and he died in Stein, Austria on June 28th, 1801. Other than his birth and death dates, however, this guy has been wiped off the face of the earth. He's a complete mystery. The story behind this was that Simon was a descendant of David, so Vespasian, a Roman emperor, along with Domitian, also a Roman emperor, ordered the destruction of all who descended David. Simon, being one of them, ran away and lived happily ever after in a faraway land. Well, okay, not really. It's much worse than that. Simon did escape the search, but was found and not only denounced that he was one of David's descendants, but also being a Christian. So, he was brought forth to Atticus, the Roman governor, and was sentenced to torture followed by death while being crucified. Couldn't think of a better way to die myself. He was reportedly 120 years old when he died. On a side note, Simon was known to have endured the torture and sufferings with some fortitude, to the point where even Atticus had his admiration. For St. Jude, well, not a whole lot is known about him. He was one of the apostles of Jesus, and was the one who asked Jesus at the Last Supper why he wouldn't manifest himself to the world after his resurrection. But other than that, not much else is really known about him, or why he was martyred in the first place, or why was St. Simon. The lack of a solid story angers me. The biggest thing that grabbed my attention was that, well, just look at it. There's an old man getting sawed in half. It's definitely not something you see every day. Kinda made me rather sad and mortified in a way that they're sawing an old man in half. I've played plenty of violent video games where you see plenty of people die, and even more gruesome and horrific, but I just can't see an elder get killed. At least like that. Just why are all the world's problems blamed on video games? A school shooting? Video games. Series of murders in a city? Video games. A bombing run of a heavily populated area? Must be the video games. The truth is, there have been plenty of violent images that go centuries back, but people always blame video games, even when it has been proven that there is almost never a connection between them. Now, when I mean images, I'm referring to paintings and books, but mostly paintings. There are a lot of violent paintings that people don't blame because it's supposed to be a form of expression and educational. Obviously, they don't feel the same towards games. Look at this. Would you feel the urge to go out and kill an elder? Probably not. I seriously don't understand why they don't recognize things like this. They just point their fingers at something and hope everybody agrees with it. Nevertheless, other than seeing the execution towards an elder, I did like the realistic approach in terms of detail. To me, it seems to be inspired from Rembrandt's style of painting. It also has a dark and moody atmosphere that lures you in and doesn't want you to focus your attention on something else. It fits perfectly with what it's about. I have conflicting thoughts towards this. I am mortified, yet also impressed by this great painting. While this clearly wouldn't make the best baby room decoration, I think that this painting shows quite a bit of history embedded with it, along with it being beautifully painted, makes it overall a great portrait. I can really understand why this was bought by the Spencer Art Museum, and they should be proud to own this in their collection. This has been another Bulldog Podcast.